I love talking politics with Eric Semmel from Tap Computer, because whatever I think is going to come out of your mouth is not what ends up coming out of your mouth. I just think it's phenomenal. Listen, Tap Computer, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11, and of course Tech Tuesday here at 8:20. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
You got the red varsity shirt on today.
Yeah, man.
Usually it's blue, right?
Oh, yeah, blue, gray. I mean, we do have a couple red, so I'm going to bust it out.
After all these years, you've developed quite a number of... Do you have like a Tab Computer drawer?
My entire closet is Tab logoed stuff. I mean, in some cases, I could walk around with three logos on me at the same time.
So it's funny. I look at this story about the IBM cloud thing, and I'm like, wow, yeah. Data centers... And cloud not working, that's like Eric Semmel's dream story.
Well, it's not a dream story, Brian. It's just a fact of reality, right? IBM is supposed to not have these types of issues, and they've been having these issues before. And they had a major outage. Their AM S3 data center is located near Amsterdam, and they had an issue with it, right? And they've had fires there. They've had power outages. It was down for 4 hours, and on their own site, they actually showed no issues. They didn't show anybody that they were down.
But they were down. How do you find out if you're down?
Well, because you can't get your stuff.
Gotcha. All right. That's how you find out.
Yeah. So, I mean, when the cloud dissipates, they really should be able to have these elasticities happening where they actually move the load somewhere else, and you shouldn't notice your cloud is down. But that's the issue. We're still seeing these clouds go down, and you're impacted. You're not supposed to be.
So you work like with electronics and technological equipment, but I feel like you'd be much happier living in a cave with none of it.
There's some days, man, because I know how the sausage is made, and it is just the nastiest taste in sausage I've ever had. And in the issues are also on top of the fact that simple, nobody's planned for an outage at IBM. Just the security issues, the attacks, the breaches, it's constant, and it's getting ridiculous.
You know, this other story, like we were doing stories earlier, that lawsuit against Netflix out of Texas.
I heard that, yeah.
And so, and I feel like anytime you input any of your personal information, that has the potential to get turned around and sold.
Yeah, of course.
And bundled. Yeah. And, when it comes to the second story, though, people are actually selling like credentialed information to log into their company. Like that's got to be criminal, right?
I mean, would think it's criminal. I think it is a felony to do any kind of computer crime like that. But 1 in 8 employees are totally cool with selling their work credentials. And
why would they do that though? Because somebody just offers money for something they think doesn't matter?
Yeah, I mean, quiet quitters, these people who just hate the businesses they're working for, have no appreciation for the fact that the company doesn't exist to give them a job, but they gave them an opportunity to actually earn a living, but they're happy to go ahead and sell their credentials. And it tends to be technology workers and people in telecommunications, which is an issue because lots of hacking occurs, whether it be at cell phone companies where they're going to do any kind of hacking of your cell phone so that they can get into your Bitcoin wallet or what have you. These companies are happy to are dealing with employees that are happy to sell their credentials, and it's something that should be worrisome. And if you're in these businesses, you need to pay attention to these folks who have just lost their morality. I mean, honor. What is that anymore, Brian? 1 in 8.
It's. I mean, honestly, like when it comes to ethical behavior, I do question, like, we did this story earlier where it was about the technology stuff,
yeah.
And the line that's still sticking with me is the expert said, assume everyone's lying.
Yeah.
Like, that is the standard we have now for how we deal with other people, and that stinks.
Where was that story? Because, I mean, I tend to be a bit of a cynic when it comes to that kind of thing. I like to assume people are generally good, but I'm a trust but verify kind of guy. And,
I think it had to do with like a scam.
Yeah.
And it's just like if you operate, if your base assumption that everyone's lying to you, then you won't get scammed.
Correct.
But you also walk around miserable.
No,
I mean,
no. If you operate that way, Brian, you will be better off because people reaching out to you from, I always say that on our show, if there's no corporation's going to reach out to you and say, hey, I've detected a problem on your account. Call me. I'll help you.
Yeah, but I feel like now, like I somebody drops a dollar on the street and I give it to them and they punch me in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I feel
think
like
that bad.
I don't know.
The scammers are making, I mean.
That hasn't happened to me, by the way.
No, I was talking about, I think Cambodia's prime export is fraud. The country makes the most money on fraud. That means there's whole org countries that are just hammering us, Brian. So you need to have that skeptical attitude.
So I don't know. I just want to keep a shred of optimism. So
sure.
I'm going to skirt that.
Sure.
ChatGPT, this trusted friend thing, I'm curious, is it a legitimate thing or are they just doing it to placate critics who say they've helped, people kill themselves?
I think that's what they're doing, right? They're trying to offer a way for you to actually set up a trusted contact And so if you are going to have some sort of suicidal ideation, the ChatGPT is supposed to reach out to that trusted contact that you somehow had enough wherewithal to put in the first place.
Which, unless you're required to do, a lot of people won't do.
Correct. So again, it's kind of like just papering over an issue. Artificial intelligence should be smart enough to actually reach out to the authorities if people are asking about shooting up a school or asking about suicidal ideation. This is artificial intelligence seems to be too stupid to do that. But they want to offer you the ability to put in a trusted contact. If you're going to if you're having a bad day and you're starting to ask some really weird questions of your AI, it's supposed to be smart enough to go ahead and reach out to that contact. Now, they're not going to share the information you put in there. That's, again, privacy reasons. But they will say, hey, you know, Bob's having some issues here. You may want to contact him. So I would tell you to use it if you think you're walking down that pathway. And who knows, again, if they fail to reach out to the contact, are they going to get sued for that too because they didn't measure it properly? That's another issue.
Right. We're talking with Eric Semmel from Tab Computers. And again, this is Tech Tuesday. You can listen to Computer Talk with Tab every Saturday on Morgan Cunningham Day on WTIC.
Yes, Mr. Radio.
You're counter programming from 9 to 11
exactly.
In the morning on Saturdays here on WTIC. Morgan, of course, at 2 o'clock and then 9 to midnight.
He does a great job.
Yeah, and doing a great job. So tell me why I should care that a Bitcoin company is finally thinking about selling Bitcoin.
Well, I love this. So this company called MicroStrategy or Strategy has been telling everybody else, Brian, buy and hold your Bitcoin, right? Buy and hold it. Never sell it. Because what happens if you sell something? It's going to go down in price, right? Just sell stocks. Somebody's worth buying it for less. So they've always been a buy and hold approach. And now all of a sudden, I mean, this guy was hammering people. Hold your Bitcoin. Hold your Bitcoin. Hold your Bitcoin. Right? Because that'll hopefully raise the price.
Because now they need cash or something? Or?
They're finding that approach is probably not a financially good one. So now they're going to talk about shifting their strategies to go ahead and passively accumulate Bitcoin, which means you're going to sell it. They've got 818,000 Bitcoin that they acquired for $61 billion.
Holy crow.
Yeah, and the average cost is $75,000 per Bitcoin.
Well, it's funny, you know what it's trading at right now as we speak?
80-ish?
Yep, it's down actually. About $1,100, it's right above 80. So their margins are very thin right now.
Yeah, for a product that's supposed to be such a good idea.
Well, I mean, the thing is, there's a lot of people who are in it, you know, 300, and that's a little different than being in it for 75,000.
Correct. So this is just a big move with a guy who has pushed Bitcoin on people and then said, hold it, hold it, hold it, until I sell it. I'll sell it now while you guys hold the bag.
I want to get that story, I could whatever that story. Yeah. The smart glass story is...
Yeah.
Because I've been with people who have them, and I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like them recording crap, and I might not know it or whatever.
Right.
And we can't do anything about it?
No, these influencers are running around, and they're just going up to women. This story is about a woman who was just...
It's in the UK.
Yeah, walked up to her, started having a conversation with her, and then posted the conversation on his social media. Some of her friends said, hey, look what's going on here. She said to put it down. He said, well, you can pay me to put it... take it down and I will. And there's really nothing you can do about it. These guys are walking around filming these incidents as influencers or social media influencers. So,
they don't need consent.
No, you're in a public space. You're talking to a human. I guess you don't need consent. I don't know what all the laws are, but in a public area, there's no assumption of privacy. So this guy's trying to make some money by causing these conversations to occur. And it's an invasion of your privacy. It's an invasion of what's going on in the world here. And these glasses are amazing. And Google's coming out with them. I think I think Samsung's coming out with them. You're going to see them everywhere, Brian. So you're not going to be able to get away from it.
It's a little frightening. But I mean, the technology is amazing.
Yes.
I don't know. It just seems like.
Just assume you're on camera constantly now.
No, assume everyone's lying.
Assume everyone's lying and everyone's watching.
You want to get a bumper sticker now.
Sounds a little bit like 1984, doesn't
assume
it?
Assume everyone's, yeah, which is not a good thing, Eric.
No, it's not.
All right. Thank you for making me so excited and optimistic about the world in your Red Tab computer.
Well, it's not. What do you want me to talk about? How great Windows computers are?
No, definitely don't want to do that. And I don't want to know about the patch update and this and that.
Right.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind I would take horrible tech stories over a Microsoft update. There's definitely truth in that. Anyway, Eric Semmel, Tab Computers in East Hartford, and Computer Talk with Tab 9 to 11 a.m. here on WTIC every Saturday. Good to see you as always.
You too, Brian.